Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. A high-ranking Iranian military leader says that Iranian agents will soon be in the United States and the European Union. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman and I will have more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
An Iranian military leader says that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps will soon be in the United States and the European Union. What's that all about?
Well, in many ways, they already are. They have networks of supporters and of agents on the ground in Western Europe and in the United States. How do we know this? Because from time to time, they get arrested. They get arrested for trying to procure spare parts for F-4 or F-5 or F-14 aircraft that were purchased by the Iranians under the Shah. So they have these black market smuggling, arms smuggling networks out there, and from time to time, they get arrested. So we know that they are already here. What I think is really a matter of question is whether they plan to carry out terrorist attacks using terror cells. That we don't know yet. That seems to be what they're hinting. And the Iranians, whenever they suggest that they could carry out terrorist attacks in the West, usually they preface it by saying, if we are attacked first. Well, we'll see if they keep up that preface or whether they're just going to launch aggressive attacks.
Is it bravado from the Iranian general that says the United States is in strong decline?
Well, again, the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, the IRGC, the Revolutionary Guards, they have been growing, they have been training, they have lots of money, they have fresh equipment, and they see us pulling out, pulling back, withdrawing from the Middle East, and they see their own forces expanding. They now have troops in Lebanon, in Syria, in Iraq. They control the situation in many ways on the ground in Iraq, and they see the United States retreating.
Ken Timmerman, my broadcast partner today, with details about the Iranian Revolutionary Guard coming into the United States. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Iran is a major player in the end-time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel pre-wrote history and included the nation of Iran as a major player on the world scene at the time of the end. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, where it says, Persia. Today, Iran has military commandos in Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq. This report is evidence of Iran's influence in the Middle East as they form an alignment of nations to come and try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's found in Ezekiel chapter 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11. That stage is set, the actors are quickly moving into place, and Bible prophecy is in the process of completely being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...